Okay. Torn by the Sun by John C. Dalgish. Going with Dalgish. I could be wrong. Anyway, this one I liked. Yay, we finally got a book recently that was good. Okay. It was about a boy named Jesse who meets a Japanese girl named Keiko. Definite pronunciation could definitely be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Keiko. Keiko? No. Keiko. Pretty sure it's Keiko. Could be wrong. Kiko? Could be Kiko. Keiko? Kiko? I'm gonna go with Keiko. Because it's probably gonna be stuck in my head like that. Sorry. My Japanese pronunciation sucks. Okay. Boy named Jesse meets girl named Keiko during World War II. They fall in love just before the Pearl Harbor incident, and they get separated when she goes to an internment camp. And her wonderful father forces her mother to write a letter to Jesse telling him Keiko passed away. So, and they, her mother and father flat out told her it's not going to work with Jesse. He's not going through the same things you are. You'll never be able to start a life, so you need to move on. So Keiko tries to move on. Jesse tries to move on under the assumption she passed away. So, Keiko started with a us versus them mentality after her little sister gets raped by the camp administrator's son and nothing happens to him. And Jesse starts to not really fall in love with, but kind of fall in love with someone else. And they both are set to marry other people. Hang on. When the truth comes out. Sorry. So, after they decide what they should do, the two end up getting back together. Yay! I gave it 3 out of 5 stars. There were a lot of good. I liked it. It was sweet. I do feel like adding. I should add. This is a completely fictional story. However, the historical events are as accurate as they can be, short of writing from firsthand experience. But the characters, the individual characters, the Japanese family, Jesse's family, are completely fictional. It is a romance that could have happened and in some place could. Places could still be happening. But it is not based on a true story. Something that was cool, each chapter started with a quote from someone commenting on the war or with an actual headline from the paper. I thought that was awesome. I am a World War II fanatic. I like learning, reading, watching anything to do with World War II. So, of course, this caught my eye. I liked it. It was a cute story. It always sucked, you know, like going through the whole romance and having to be separated based on a person's race. And which I find stupid because we're all one race, but not everybody apparently gets that. I did have a couple of questions that were just, you know, like random things. What exactly was America's plan after interring them? Like, why? What? You put them in concentration camps. What? Sorry, you're not allowed to call them concentration camps because they weren't. They were internment camps, but they were the same thing. You put them, you separated them from the general populace. What exactly were you going to do with them afterwards? What was the... I don't really know, think there was a plan there, because... to me, honestly, it didn't make sense. To an extent, I can understand... No, sorry, no, not the whole pop... not the entire Japanese population. I can't. No, I don't get it. And why keep them incarcerated if you are recruiting them for the military? If you did not trust them to be with the general populace, why would you put them in your military? Why would you trust them with a gun surrounded by your own troops to fight for your country when you're telling them it's not their country? It's not their people that they are fighting for. They are fighting against, you want them to fight against their own people. How does that make sense? And see, these things I'm nitpicking, I'm not really, they're not part of the story. They're just part of history that don't make sense. And really, I should not nitpick them. These questions that I'm asking have absolutely no bearing on what I thought of the story, because I'm getting off topic. The story itself, it was cute, it was sweet, it was nice. It had its ups and downs. Roller coaster, it was good, great, recommend it. Again, Torn by the Sun by John C. Dalgish. D-A-L-G-I-S-H. D-A-L-G-I-S-H. I can't pronounce shit, but I like the book. And I need to get away from it before I start nitpicking about more history. It was good. I recommend it. Try it. Have a good night.